from PRX.
Friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How about this for Sleepy? We're going to go through some receipts and pieces of paper I kept from trips I've made over the past couple of years. My neighbor Ray will reflect on my receipts. More in a way of like, oh, remember that meal? Really calming, lulling stuff. If you're new, welcome to Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep by keeping you company and taking your mind off of stuff. There's no pressure to fall asleep here, but we believe you deserve a good night's sleep. You deserve a place you can rest, and myself and a lot of other listeners have been there. We know how it feels in the deep, dark night. Now, this show is very different, so give it a few tries to see how it goes. I'm so glad you're here. I really hope I can help, but what's going to happen is we're going to have some support. That's how the show comes out for free. Then a long, meandering intro meant to ease you into bedtime. You could fall asleep during the intro. Or get comfortable, get cozy, and then my neighbor Ray will come by, and he's got a lulling, soothing voice, a little bit like mine, but he's from Parkchester, so he's got, you know, but he's cool, man. He loves going through we vacation together. So if you're new, let's just see how it goes. I'm so glad you're here. I really hope I can help you fall asleep, because you do deserve a place you can get some rest. And it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. And these sponsors are what enable me to do it for free twice a week. All right, but this is Scoots here. This is where I ask you to, hey, if you think about signing up for Sleep With Me Plus at sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. With just a few questions. If you're new to the show, just ignore this message. Or if you only listen to Sleep With Me occasionally, or it could be easily replaced by another show. Not important. Do you listen to Sleep With Me regularly? Yes. But yeah, does it improve your life in any way at all? And would you miss Sleep With Me if we stopped making it? Like, how much would you be willing to give on an annual basis or a monthly basis to say, hey, go ahead and start that podcast back up? So this is a way of not doing that. I'm asking if the answer to those questions are yes. Yeah, you're a regular listener. Yes, Sleep With Me improves your life. Yes, I could and would pay for the show if it was missing from my life. I'd pay to get it back. Or if you lost it, like you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Could you help me find it? And this is a reward, whatever, $120. I need my year of Sleep With Me back. Or you would find a way to support the show if you said, well, now I got to put up a poster. If the answers are yes, we're kind of in that place right now, and the whole podcasting industry is in that place more or less, where it's like, hey, I really need you to think about supporting the show right now. If the answer is yes to those questions, so we don't have to go through, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Because I don't want that. I love making the show. It does take a team of people to make the show. So think about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. If you get a lot out of the show and you'd miss it and you'd say, where has my Sleep With Me podcast gone? Sign up for sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus and I'll thank you. Believe me, I'll send you a video and say thanks. Thanks so much. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body? You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep a hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody. It is time to for our sleepy supporter zone. It's a part of the podcast I really need you to hear. It's how we're able to keep the show free for everybody. I'm trying to make these more concise. And I want to thank Nina, who supported ZocDoc. Remember, when you got to use our codes for us to get credit, or tag the company and send them an email, give them a call. But thank you so much, Nina, for supporting ZocDoc. You can find all our sponsors at sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. ZocDoc is free, but Nina set up 2 different appointments using the ZocDoc app. So go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. Check out the sponsors. You know, do what Nina did. Download the app and start using it, and then let them know about it. Let me know about it so I can thank you here on the Sleepy Supporter Zone like Nina. Thank you, Nina. Second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone is you getting the support you need right now. There's links to resources in the show notes, including international resources you can connect with right now. If you're having a tough time. It's about being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter, not just saying stop AAPI hate, not just saying support Ukraine, but learning more and taking action. There's links to resources where you could do that right now in the show notes. And it's about being a part of community too. And one of the things we're doing is we're building hygiene kits for people experiencing homelessness. You can join in, just sign up for our newsletter, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission, sleepwithmepodcast.com/midnightmission. And Mystery Barb, a lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Posterson.
Sounds like a near fall.
Wrote the theme song.
Edits episodes too.
Carl W. The Legend.
Also edits episodes.
Ashley, Kenny, Scotty, Jennifer.
Runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website.
I am the Mystery Bar.
I do the lullabies, yeah.
I do commissions at
JonathanMann.net.
I'll write a song for you.
Any reason at all.
You can tell me the story and you see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Keith, Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your moderators.
Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com.
And we're so proud. Rusty Biscuit, Lois, Anna like banana. Leah does the transcripts.
Thanks, Mystery Bard. Don't forget, if you support any sponsors, free trials, whatever, please let me know about it. sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors. And what do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is create a safe place where you could set aside whatever is keeping you awake. It could be thoughts on your mind that you're thinking about, thinking thoughts. So thoughts, things, you know, think thoughts about the past, present, the future. Anything going on. It could be feelings, anything coming up for you emotionally that's coming up. And it could be like feelings about the thoughts. It could be just feelings. It could be feelings related to thoughts and the physical sensations. It could be physical sensations. It could be time, temperature, routine. It could be under the weather. That's what happened to me last night. Last night I'll talk about it in a minute, just so you could know that so I could stay relatable. But whatever it is that's keeping you awake, I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones, pointless meanders, and superfluous tangents, all to keep you company while you fall asleep, to take your mind off of stuff. It just means I'm going to go off topic. I'm going to get mixed up. I'm going to repeat myself. My voice is not traditionally soothing. It's more kind of not bad and comforting. I make the show because you deserve a good night's sleep. That's the most important part about this podcast, is the fact that you deserve a bedtime you don't have to dread, that you could look forward to, that has less frustration, and get the rest you need so that your life is more manageable, so that tomorrow you're rested, or, in the morning you don't think about, oh, what, last night, or dread going to bed tonight, you know? You deserve that. Like, and if you get the rest you need, your life's going to be better, and our world will be better. If you're out there flourishing, we're all in a better place, and we're all happy for you. Now, for some reason, if this show does not work for you or does not fit your taste and sensibility, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou has other sleepy podcasts and stuff on there. It doesn't change the fact that you deserve a good night's sleep. So that's one thing. The other thing is that I can relate, and a lot of other listeners can relate, to how it feels and what it's like. I might not be going through the same thing you're going through, but somebody out there that's listening right now may have, or if not, they can relate, and we can say, hey, I know how it feels. And that happened to me last night, I just say this just so you know you're not alone. Like, last night I went to bed early or on time, and I was feeling like a little bit of a COLD, and I said, okay, well, I'm going to get a good night's sleep here. And that was not in the cards. Getting to sleep or staying asleep was not in the cards for me. And it was all those things, thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations. I had physical sensations coming up because of my cold. Then I had feelings because I just wanted to be asleep, but then I was also, coughing and stuff. And then I had thoughts about that. And I'm not kidding, and this just comes from making the podcast. Like, I tried my different techniques, getting out of bed, reading, taking a break. But at some point in the depths of it, and it was, when I say the depths of it, you've been there. There was this part of me that said, hey, it's going to be okay. I know you can't fall asleep right now. It's been a few hours. And we've tried everything. It's exasperating, but it's going to be okay. You're okay. You're really okay. And it doesn't always feel that way. And maybe that's not even the case, but having that soothing voice only exists because of all of you teaching me that. And I hope this podcast can be that on a subtextual, like, that's the subtext, right? It's going to be okay. I'm here to keep you company. That's why this podcast is so hard to get used to, because it's not here to put you to sleep. It's here to keep you company and be your friend in the deep, dark night. I'm here to be your boar friend, your boar bae, your boar sib, your boar bestie, your boar bird. That was my internal boar bae. I didn't even know I had an internal boar bae. What it wasn't actually, because it wasn't like, sweetie, you're going to be okay. It was, you're going to be okay. So more of a boar bud, I guess. More my best boar bud, boar bestie. Or my neighbor, or my boar burr. That's who cuts my boring, like a barber, but just for boring stuff. Actually, they wouldn't cut stuff. They'd just say, no, boar burrs are additive. We add stuff to your meanders. So this is a podcast that's going to be here. I'm going to be here for over an hour. So if you can't sleep, I'm here to keep you company. Because that's what I could have used really last night. I should have thought of that and said, man, I need something to keep me company while I'm going through this, because I'm going through it. And it was all 3 points were on me. So this show also, you don't really listen to it. It's kind of like background. If you're new, you kind of get used to it, and then you say, oh, this is how I use it. Some people listen to me at a mumble. Some people listen to me because I'm here to keep you company. So you could kind of just barely listen, like kind of like an out-of-focus picture or something. So that's what else you need to know? This is a podcast you don't really listen to. It doesn't really put you to sleep. Takes a few tries to get used to. That's what I've been told over and over again, maybe a million times by people. Takes some getting used to. They say your podcast, it's very, like at first I didn't like it because I was expecting something else. Or I was wondering when it was going to start. And it can be frustrating because if you're like me and you're, like if you were like me last night and then you searched for a sleep podcast at 2:30 in the morning when you got in bed at 9:30 and then you turned on me, you might be frustrated. And that's understandable. Or especially if you're like, oh, I need something lulling and soothing. But your definition of lulling and soothing, I don't know, because, like, a lot of times stuff I say, it's too nice. I can't listen to it. I need something that's going to comfort me and keep me company like a boar bud. So it just takes a few tries to get used to, just see how it goes. The other thing that throws people off is the structure of the show. But the show's structured and designed in a very specific way to do a few things, to reach as many people as it can, and then you can kind of adjust. So show starts off with a greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So you feel seen and welcomed in, and you say, well, I might try that show out. It already, okay, I'm glad you welcomed me into your podcast. One of the few podcasts I actually have to go inside of, but no, you could look at it from the outside. It's one of the podcasts you could look at from the outside, like where you don't feel bad about it. Like, I don't know if that Beatles song, when they said, I'm looking outside, and I don't even know what the lyrics were to that song, but I say, oh, that reminds me. This one, you say, it's totally cool to be on the outside looking in. Normal approach for sleep with me. Normal way to listen, even. So that's the start of the show. Then there's support, so the podcast can be free, or paying for it can be optional. And that's just how it gets out to the most amount of people. And just the way we started doing it at the beginning. So the sponsors and the supporters help that's what makes that possible. Then there's the intro, which for some reason, people that don't like the support of the show, then they don't like the intro, but they are two separate things. The intro is a show within a show. We're in the middle of it. It's meant to introduce the podcast to new people. But for regular listeners, it's familiar every time, but it's different every time. And that way, maybe whatever parts of us here keeping awake can't quite adjust. And that's kind of where I took the wrong path last night. I tried all of very predictable behaviors. Until actually the thing that worked for me was even though I should have done this earlier, was having some honey. A spoonful of sugar was my medicine that helped me go down last night. That was really the thing that I said, well, okay, let's just try some honey. Maybe that'll help. I'd already tried cough medicine and stuff like that. So that's why the intro is different every time. I mean, it would be a lot less work for me to just put out a podcast with a short intro and a bada bada bang, you know, you're going to sleep soon. Here's a great bedtime story. But the reality is the intro is meant to ease you into bedtime as well as being familiar but different, because for most of us, we need some sort of wind down. And that's just what's been shown to work. So you could be listening to this while you're getting ready for bed, or while you're in bed getting comfortable, or you're doing another chill activity. Now, you can fall asleep during it, or you could skip it. There's 2 or 3% of people who start the show at 20 or 30 minutes. And a few thousand people listen to story-only episodes, but those are more part of playlists and stuff like that. So see how it goes, but that's the intro. Then there's support between the intro and the story. Then tonight will be a story from our neighbor Ray talking about mostly Orlando, but a couple East Coast visits over the past few years and meals we ate and stuff like that. And then there'll be thank yous at the end. So it's the structure of the show. It's why I make the show. I'm really glad you're here. I really work hard. I earn a nice drive, and I really hope I can help you fall asleep. Thanks again for coming by. And here's a couple of ways I'm able to do it for you for free choice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. All right, everybody. Heads up, just in case, this is a lot of listeners' favorite style episode, but not everybody's. This is my neighbor Ray coming on, who I vacation with. I guess every vacation now is with my neighbor Ray. Ray Perkins. He's most well-adjusted person I've ever met, and always has something to say. And he said he's proud of me, so that's cool. Because we'll set up, we'll go from there. So without further ado, so Ray, I'll talk. I think Ray's just going to go through some of my stuff I'm filing away and from vacations and look at it. So without further ado, Mr. Ray Perkins. Hello, 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 everybody. This is your friend Ray. Just in case you're new to the show, welcome to the podcast. I'm Scooter's neighbor, Ray, and I come on the show. I don't know how many years it has been since I've been coming on. I think very early on, though, I was the second guest on the podcast after Bernie the Butterfly. And I know Bernie was on the Thanksgiving episode, so with the parade. I'm Scooter's friend, neighbor twice. So nice, I neighbored him twice. And, you know, Scooter's a bit of a grouch and tries to lay low. And I'm the one, I say, flower, open up for everyone. Scooter doesn't call me his spring. But that's the role I see with everybody, not with just Scooter, but I say, hey, open your petals. There's a bumble friend that wants to pollinate, and There's people that want to smell, you know, not metaphorically smell your luxurious tongue, whatever, you know, well. But today, I have to tell you, now, I don't want, Scooter said, please don't mention this, because what if I stop following through? And this was not a New Year's thing, but this is when we're recording. It is early 2023. Scooter Scooter's big on using a timer, and he uses a timer to accomplish things he does not want to do. And in some sense, when he's flowing with the timer, he says, Ray, it really works. And he does say, the less I think about things, the better it goes. And I'm sure he's talked about it on the podcast before, but one of the timers he has, because his schedule is very different, there's the days he works from home, and then there's days he works at a co-working space, and to bring the podcast to all of yous. And he also works every day. You know, he's trying to cut down on Sundays, but he doesn't always work. None of that. But what's to say is that he has different timers for different places. Because with his work schedule, he also has to pay attention to things at home. So one of the things he does is he calls it his Sunday timer, though he doesn't just use it on Sundays. But we'll pretend, because yesterday actually was Sunday, and this is what happened anyway. And the Sundays are a little bit calmer day for him to work because less people are sending emails. Sunday's like the lowest day of people sending emails, either work-related or listeners sending emails. And so Scooter has he says it's a little bit calm of a day. So he does some work. His goal, I think, for this year is to not work on Sundays, but we'll see. But, you know, you never know. But you could work a little, you know. He says, why is it all or nothing? Maybe Scooter, the option not to work. But he does. So this Sunday, it was a successful day. So last year, at some point, he wanted to get his room more organized. He's trying to make more space in his life for good things. And so so his Sunday timer is 1:15:10. So he has 1 minute where he meditates. You start the timer, it makes a sound, and you meditate for 1 minute. He uses a paid workout timer for this, where you can design your own workouts. Which does throw us, even though he turned it off, it still tells his Apple Watch he's exercising. He says, what's up with that? But so 1 minute of meditation, then 15 minutes of work. So let's say Scooter was editing or mixing a podcast for 15 minutes. Now, this is only on Sundays because it's a little bit better on other days to have a 125.5. Which is kind of like a Pomodoro site. But so that he does 15 minutes of editing. Then he has 10 minutes of chores. So he was trying to organize his room last year and get it to the point where he could start filing. He was also trying to clear out some space, but within a closet where he could catch up on his filing, which he started doing, I guess, before the turn of the year, over the holiday season. He was using his when he was at home. And over the holidays, a lot of days were like Sundays, just because over the holidays, there just tends to be a lot less email traffic. So he has a little bit more relaxed time or less Zoom calls and things. So he's been filing. And so I said, he does not organize stuff from our vacations except to put it in one place, right? Now, this is a pre-filing. I have a bag of receipts and things, which is, you know, might be strange for some people to seem cluttery. But for me and Scooter, it's like an opportunity to connect with the listeners and take a look back. So there's not just receipts in here. There's other things. So what I'll do is I'll reach in the bag. I'll look at the receipt and then I'll say, what did we do? So I'm going to go ahead and start here with a few receipts. Okay, the first one is from Disney World. It's a trip from a few years ago. Oh boy, this was with this we may have covered this one, Scooter. Interesting, but we'll go over it again. And again, I'm assuming Scooter paid for dinner. It was a lunch. So this is an interesting one. So it was a Thanksgiving trip from a few years ago now. Wow, quite a couple of years ago. And it was with Scooter's parents, his daughter, and we did not have like a Thanksgiving meal at Thanksgiving, but this was a few days after, and I think it was probably towards the, this may have been our last meal together as a group. And the way it worked was, you know, now this was a couple of years ago. So, and I haven't been to Disney, and this was kind of like after we took a break, but then we took another break from Disney. Oh no. So this was before we took our break. Well, because we still had an annual pass that was running out, I think, from a family trip. I think that's when we were there. But so this was when things were still getting back to normal. Things were still rocky, you know. Everybody was getting used to traveling and working again. It wasn't right during things. But so there's definitely was so in Disney was having trouble with all that because it was such high demand. So they were having issues with staffing, but also with the technology, which still seems, at least in my impression, an ongoing thing. In getting a reservation for a restaurant, it seems like very hard. So we wanted to eat at the Prime, Sci-Fi Dine-In, right? And now you can get on a wait list now, or the app. The one good thing about the app is it says, hey, by the way, there's an open reservation at this restaurant. Now, I'm not sure if Scooter went on the wait list or if it was like, hey, this open reservation at this restaurant, but he made a reservation at the Primetime Cafe, which I think we talked about. We may have even looked at this receipt already, but it's good. It'll be good, you know. And it was 2 p.m. when we paid. So I guess we probably ate at 1 p.m., 2:12:05. And the first person had a pot roast and a peanut butter and jelly shake. Someone else had a chocolate shake, a pot roast, and a salad wedge. That sounds... Oh, no. Scooter's coming up down there. No. Oh, well, that's interesting. That doesn't make any sense either. So, I don't know. I think I talked about it because Scooter had ordered a Cherry Coke, and it didn't get refilled very much. Because just people were getting used to working there again. But it had been a while. Or maybe they just had less people working, you know. Then someone else had the lunch holiday dinner, which is, you know, your Thanksgiving-style dinner with meat, turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes, cranberry. And they had an N.A. pomegranate lemonade. PNA, it says, maybe that, I don't know. Then Scooter, this must have been Scooter, he had fried chicken. But then for some reason they put the other drink on somebody else who only had a soup and a salad. And they had a Diet Coke, Scooter had a Cherry Coke. And for five people, it wasn't unreasonable for a Disney price. And so that was one meal. And, yeah, then this one is just when we went to SeaWorld. Okay, this next one, okay, this is from when we went to, interesting here. Oh, so this was our first time going to Six Flags in Vallejo, California, which I don't know if we recorded anything about that. I'm not sure. I'd have to look back at it. But so this was fall of... Was it fall? No, summer? Oh, is that the date really, Scooter? Holy moly. That does not make any sense to me. But I guess that's the date that's on here. So I guess it was summer of 2024 after school ended. Because Scooter, his daughter, and I, she was in a play. So her summer was somewhat busy. And so we didn't get to go to any, we didn't have any theme parks we were traveling to, which I said, Scooter, we're not going to any theme parks this summer. And he said, Ray, you could do whatever you wish. I'm not available to do that. And I said, oh, okay. But he said, why don't we get a Six Flags membership, you know, just a season pass, not an annual pass. And they're also having some ups and downs with trying to figure out the pricing and such. But we were lucky because we got a season pass at a price where we could, I think we talked, maybe we did do a show about this, but maybe not. It's good we're talking then. Because, so we got the season pass. Scooter thought he bought an annual pass, so he was a little bit miffed. But he said, you know, it was my fault. I wasn't paying attention. But it was pricing-wise. I guess we could talk about it now. So I guess it was in June he bought this. Now, by us is in Vallejo, which is about an hour and 15 minutes away. With traffic, that's like a Six Flags park. Then there's also a Six Flags water park in another place called Concord. I think I remember talking with everybody about this, but maybe not. And so then about 5 hours away is Six Flags Magic Mountain, which we had been to, correct? Right. So Scooter estimated the cost of the annual pass or the season pass, and he said, okay, well, this is a pretty good price, and if we go a few times, we'll break even. That's always his goal, or to make money in his mind. And the annual pass came with a free soda cup, which I'm sure we talked about, and then one meal, free parking, and then any of the Six Flags parks, which they've changed now, which is unfortunate because it does change your mindset. So our mindset going to this place, Scooter had been to the Six Flags, but it had been at least like 10 years, he thinks. And because he said he hadn't been there since he didn't go to Six Flags to drink, but he said, I don't think I've been here since I quit drinking. The Six Flags in Vallejo, like he said, he just had a memory of it. But so we went there. So Scooter hadn't been there in a long time. His daughter had never been there. And I hadn't been there in a while. But so since we had these season passes and we knew, now, first of all, the free parking is big because parking is like, if you don't have the pass, you're like, I believe it was $30. So Scooter said, oh, okay, if we come here three times, the three of us, each one of us will have spent $30 on parking towards our pass. Now, I don't have the amount of his pass on the top of my mind. And then we went in, we got our soda cups. That took a while because they said, I don't know what you're talking about. So that was, I probably talked about it, but that was a little frustration. But again, everybody's trying to figure this out. And the overall management was kept changing the type of passes they were selling. But we got our soda cups, then we had our meal. But before we had our meal, his Scooter's daughter said, I'd like to get an icy. Now, at Universal Parks, if you buy the cup, you get icies too. Now, at Six Flags, you don't. But it's very clear there's a sign that says it. And they do give you a discount. So this receipt is from it was 1 p.m. and buying an icy refill. Also, you get a discount, 20% off with your annual pass. So $4.30 with tax for the icy is not really that bad. But again, I guess going back to the season passing, we had a very chill outlook when we went there because we said, okay, well, there's no pressure to make sure we ride 20 rides or 10 rides. Also, because the change in the price, the park was very empty. I mean, we did have to wait in line for the most popular ride that was open the day we went, which was the Joker. But then a lot of rides were closed. But again, because we knew we'd be coming back and we didn't pay. We paid more than we would have gone to just go once, but because we knew we were coming back, and if we went two more times or three times, we would be breaking even. It wasn't like, it was so relaxed, long ago when I did that thing about Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, again, that was at a busiest time for the parks, so it was slightly different mindset. But if you go into Six Flags saying, hey, I'm just going to take it easy and do what I can do, you have a lot more fun. So we had a blast, and this icy was a part of the blast we had. Okay, we got a couple more. Oh, wow. So this one is universal. What time of year is this? Oh, so this was a time when we went for Scooter's birthday. And this is just a refill. He's paying for his soda cup refill. And you get an annual pass discount on that as well, 10%. And this was one time, so and this hopefully will be a tradition. Now, it's a little bit of a stretch, but Scooter uses miles and then like a hotel credit card. So you go there. We, like, usually we already had a universal annual pass, and then Scooter would use his miles and then his hotel. So he would stay, like, it would be a very low-cost long weekend. Oh, no, maybe he doesn't use miles, but he has one of those credit cards where once a year he gets a 2-for-1 ticket, so me and him and his daughter can go, and then I pay for, you know, I'm in a position, but then I, you know, Scooter pays for the hotel and stuff, uses the hotel points. So this one, we met his brother and his wife and their two children at Universal for Scooter's birthday, and actually Scooter's parents came. And this was a couple of years ago, but he bought a refill of soda, 10:49 a.m., getting that soda refill. Scooter, you know, that's because Scooter needs it. Oh, and this is another receipt from that soda refill. Interesting. Okay, I'm putting my hand back in here, everybody. Okay, so the first thing you have is a pencil from the Fairmount Glen Miniature Golf, which you could check out this episode of the podcast about that. Miniature golf at its best. And that's a miniature golf course from Scooter's childhood that we've gone to, I think, once or twice. And he did an episode about it before we had gone there, I think. And I also have to remind Scooter that he had an idea for a podcast series not based on the miniature golf course, but while we were there, he came up with an idea. And so, yeah, that's the next thing. Okay, this is a CVS receipt from the summer. This one would probably throw away. All I see is it has the rewards, which are probably expires 2 years ago. I can't see what he bought. Like, that's the whole purpose. But it was in the summertime a few years ago. 60 count of something. I don't know if it was toilet paper. What comes in a 60 count? Toilet paper, maybe? I don't know. Interesting. He only bought... But so that was in the summertime. And I can't see a time on here. So let's, Scooter, I'm going to throw this one away. Because the whole purpose is, like, to see, here's a flight. When was this? Can I see a date on here? San Francisco. Is this like a layover? What is the date here? Well, I don't have a date. I don't know. Okay, next up, again, this is a couple years old. This was Scooter, his daughter, and I went out to brunch. I think, was this on the day we were leaving? And we did, yeah, we were leaving. But we weren't leaving till the afternoon. And so Scooter, his daughter, and I, so we were in Walt Disney World. No, we weren't leaving till the afternoon to go to the airport, I guess. So Scooter said, why don't we do brunch at Disney Springs and at this place called Art Smith's Homecoming? And it was supposed to be, it was a very, it doesn't have what we ordered. So maybe this is just a credit card receipt, but it was good. I think it's known for its biscuits. And I don't know, for brunch, I'm guessing Scooter had fried chicken again. This was a different trip, again, a few years ago. Okay, this one is, I think, from Scooter's birthday. He bought him. So for his birthday, that same birthday trip, he bought himself a new Freestyle soda cup. And some pizza tots at Green Eggs and Ham. So it was. So this must have been a different day than he paid for his refill. It was 11:24 a.m. So lunch or snack, pizza tots are like tater tots with cheese and pepperoni and pizza sauce. And it, you know, I believe though, if I'm remembering things correctly, and now I'm picturing this in my head. That Scooter was not hungry at this time, but he was with his nephew Daniel and his daughter. And he said, hey, let me get a soda and some waters and then a pizza tots for you two to share for a snack, because I think they said they were hungry. And that would make sense that a tween and a teen would be hungry at that time. So that was at Green Eggs and Ham, which looks like a green ham, I think. And I believe you can get Green Eggs and Ham, that you could get Who Hash from that the Who's, Pizza Tots, Buffalo Chicken Tots. Those are good as well. And I think you can get Green Eggs and Ham. We've never actually got that I can think of. We never got Green Eggs and Ham there. Oh, boy. He is another old one. And this was a bucket list trip from a few years ago in the summertime. With, and maybe, like young Charlie sometimes listens to this podcast, but Scooter went to school with somebody named Charlie and, Cheryl and Evie and young Charlie, who's not young, you know, he's the same age as Scooter's daughter. And they all went to a small local theme park called Seabreeze in Rochester, New York. And I, of course I went, of course. And this is a food receipt from lunch, which was a hot dog with a large drink and fries in something red. I don't know what red means. 11:75 there. Oh, yeah. Is there time? 12:50 p.m. And we had a great time. It's a very small theme park. It's like back when... So it's not, it's an independent theme park. I don't think they have a dark ride though. They have a wooden roller coaster. So Scooter had gone there. Maybe we did an episode about it. I'm not sure, but it was a long, long time ago. During his childhood, you know, his mother would arrange because she had six children she had to care for. Sometimes Scooter and his brother and maybe his sister, they would go like on Parks and Rec trips, and there was a Parks and Rec trip from Syracuse Parks and Rec or whatever that went to Seabreeze for the day. And, you know, with the city Parks and Recs department. And so Scooter and his brother went and a bunch of other children. And Scooter said him and his brother were on the older side. They weren't that old, though. He said, you know, probably, I don't know, sixth grade. So Scooter was like, I would always want to go back there and see what that park is like. And then his friend Charlie said, we go there every summer. Let's meet there. And so that we all met there and we had a great time. They have fun rides. It's not too busy. A lot of like school trips or like summer day camp trips or people dropping the children off for the day because it's self-contained. And it's right on Lake Ontario. Or right off of Lake Ontario Inlet. So beautiful view. And just something you don't see a lot of anymore, unfortunately. Like an independent theme park that you pay one price and go into. You know, because there's boardwalks now. But those ones you pay per individual attraction. With this one, it was you go in, you know, and they had... it was like better than a county fair. And, you know, one price is compared to a boardwalk and also probably a very low price. Okay. So this one is, I don't think have we done an episode about this? I don't know. This is one of my favorite resorts. I wish we could stay there more often. And the last couple of time we looked at the pricing was a little bit, not under control yet. But usually the pricing is very good. It's in Orlando. Oh, yeah, maybe our Father's Day episode took place there. I think we did one other episode that took place here. A lot of highlights for Scooter and I. So it's called the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. And they own this gigantic piece of property, which is so rare. It's in Orlando. You could only Scooter walked at one point with his father and I from the hotel to downtown Disney. But normally, normal people probably wouldn't do that. But they have a shuttle to Disney Springs. Doesn't look like they have a shuttle to the parks, unfortunately. Maybe they do now, though. So if you go into a theme parks, and I think we learned the hard way the first time we stayed here that Universal's pretty far from this hotel. But this is the thing they give you when you check in. This is from quite a few years ago as well. So some things are different. And they do have a resort fee now. That's where Scooter says, you know, if you, and you know, we've talked about this on the show. And again, you know, consult your own. We're just a podcasters. But if you look at, like, your spending for the year and your goals and your vacation goals, you may be able to achieve hotel status through a combination of stays and using a hotel credit card. And then you don't have to pay, like, you could use the points to stay there, but also, depending on your status and if it's a free stay, you don't have to pay for parking or a resort fee. And so that saves you a lot of money. And then on top of that, you know, depending on which one status you achieve and those things, like, you get free breakfast. So this place was great. Now, this was, again, right when things were opening back up. So it was, there was more of lines and stuff like that. But let's go through. So they have, we didn't go to any of the restaurants other than to eat breakfast. But a lot of these Hyatts now have like an ice cream place. This one did. It was only open on weekends at night. Then they have like a Starbucks and, you know, place we get sodas and stuff like that. They have a bar and grill. They also have a parrot in the lobby. That's not a restaurant. Then they have a pool bar. And then another restaurant. It looks like they have a couple other restaurants they were trying to get up. But they also had activities. This was on the weekend. They had a duck derby, a cornhole. These were at the pool, I think. A hula hoop contest, an inner tube river relay, and make your own slime. That was $5. Everything else was included in your resort fee. And then they would have nightly activities or nightly movies at the pool. For children, you know, where you could do, and actually on Friday and Saturdays, two movies. There's a shuttle to Disney Springs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. There was one time we were staying there, because I think we've stayed there twice, and I would stay there every time. But again, sometimes it's harder to book. But yeah, the shuttle goes Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, starting at 4:30 to Disney Springs. But there was one time it was like a Wednesday, and Scooter said, let's go get the shuttle, hurry. Every 30 minutes on, starting at 4:30, leaves Disney Springs on the 15s. Last shuttle leaves at 10 p.m. But the main thing about this place, and maybe we talked about it, are the activities. So there is a small conference center, so sometimes there's a conference. But they have a lake there, like a drainage basin lake. But again, you could rent things that come with your resort fee, different kind of boats, and go out on the lake. But they also have bikes, and you could go, because they have this huge tennis facility that doesn't seem to be really used, you know, maybe back, but like where they could have huge tennis tournaments. And then beyond that, they just have some open property. It looks like there was even a train that ran through there at one point. So it's just fun to ride a bike or for Scooter to go for a run. And there's even a couple homes on the property, which is mind-blowing to me. But yeah, they have a health club. Oh no, Scooter looked in there one time. They have two hot tubs, splash pad. Oh, fishing. I didn't realize you could go fishing. Oh, poles available for purchase, though. 12 tennis courts, a rock climbing wall. That always had a line. Basketball, volleyball. We did play some volleyball. Fire pit. So highly recommended is, I guess, what I'm saying. Okay, how old is this one? This is from Germany in Epcot. probably at least a few years ago. It's starting to fade, but we can see that Scooter had a large root beer, and a bratwurst combo. Where's the data in here? So Germany has, what is this called, Sommerfest window. So they have, like, you get pretzels and beer at one thing in Germany. Then they have a restaurant. It used to be buffet, then it was family style. I don't know if it's a buffet again. That's called the Beer Garden, I think. And we've eaten there twice, once when Scooter used to drink and then once when he didn't. And there's usually, like, a band that performs. So it's pretty nice. But this one is the takeout window. You could get bratwurst. I don't know what else you get. Large root beer, of course. I'd just like to know the date of the time here, just so it helps me create a picture in my mind of Scooter eating bratwurst, drinking a root beer. There's also a restroom in Germany, which, of course, Scooter would have needed. It's outside of the area with the restaurants and stuff, over to the side. And they also have trains, what are those called, model trains over there. I'm not going to give up till I see a time. Somewhere on here, there has to be a time and a date, because you can't charge a credit card without it, I don't believe. Expiration date. His card was tapped. Success. Well, this is strange. Oh, no, that can't be right. There's no, survey. This is frustrating because usually there's a time on there. I'm looking. Don't worry. I'm scouting this thing out. It was 16:27, by the way, for the combo. I guess the combo probably comes with bratwurst and chips, I believe. But I cannot find a time. So unfortunately, we don't know if Scooter was having like lunch, a dinner. And he was only ordering for him, so I guess I had said no thank you, if he remembered to ask me, of course. Okay, so bummer. All right, next up, another soda refill from another trip. Let's just see what time of day it is. 10:09, Scooter. But I think this one is like, usually his daughter. Yeah, this is at the Lagoon Popcorn number 75. So this one, I know what happened here. So what you do is you go in, and this says Universal Studios, though. So I can't picture this place. Oh, no, I can. So I was trying to figure out where this place was, because I thought it was in, like, Toon Lagoon, which I still think it is. Maybe they're just saying Universal Studios Florida as a whole park as a whole. But yeah, this was at 10:09 a.m. Because usually what we do is you go left at Superhero Island, right? And if you're there early, you could try to go on the Hulk or Spider-Man before the crowds really build. And you can always go on Doctor Doom, because that doesn't usually have a line. Also, most of those have single rider lines, which you can, so, and you can kind of see what happens with those. But even Dr. Doom has a single rider line, just so you know, and that has the best view, not for everybody. It's a tower that goes up and down. But then after you exit Superhero Island, you get to Toon Lagoon, and you go through like an area that's a bit cluttered, and then you move on and you get to Dudley Do-Right, and you're going a bridge over Dudley Do-Right, either before or after the bridge, is a popcorn stand that also serves ices. And Scooter's daughter likes to get an icy there. So I'm guessing that's where that was. But I'm not positive. We are making a big dent in this bag of things. Oh boy, so this is a pretty big one. Okay, this is also in Orlando. Very old. So this is quite a few years ago. What time of day? 5:26, is that what that says? I think it says 5:26. It's so old, it's starting to fade. And we used a meal card for this. We used a beverage snack credit. So we used one of them? Oh, wow. And we got an Oreo donut and a glazed donut. It looks like we only used one snack. So they charged us only one snack for the, and we still had three snacks and two meals. And they don't have the dining plan anymore. Scooter tried it out this one time we went to see how it went. Okay, so this one's interesting. So this is at where Scooter was visiting his parents at one point. And he spent $92.96 at Publix. And I'm trying to think of, like, a lot of desserts here. I don't know. I want to see a time and things and a date, at least the time of the year. Okay, so summertime. This was when he went to see his parents, and then he was going to help relocate the car. And let's just see, a lot of bathroom supplies, but also some non-dairy ice cream, dairy ice cream. Jenny's ice cream at Publix a few years ago was only $7.99 a pint. Publix premium something, two for $7. Then bathroom stuff, allergy stuff, cauliflower. Mouthwash, salad, two salads, Diet Dr. Pepper, root beer zero, cream soda zero, and lemon lime spindrift. So bathroom and moisture. So this might have been when he was stocking up to stay with his parents and driving the car. Okay, this one is definitely, is this even from a vacation? I don't think so. Maybe it is. BJ's. Oh, no. So this was a Scooter was picking somebody. I know what trip this was. No. Does that make sense, the dates? Yeah, I guess so. I think this is when Scooter was picking someone up at the airport, and his car did not make it home from this trip. So we went to BJ's. I guess so. Oh, yeah, because it was before 4th of July. So that makes sense. It was in the summertime. They paid at 7:30 p.m. This was a year ago. But again, this place was still having trouble getting back to full operation. Because Scooter remembered, they had to pick someone up at the airport. They were lucky they had time. And Scooter had a glass of root beer. One of us had a lavender lemonade, and we got a cookie dessert and a large pizza. But then the car did not make it back. We picked someone up at the airport, and Scooter's car did not make it back from the airport. But it all worked out, actually, because it for Scooter, it was a little bit. But he went back the next day. Oh, so he got his car. It had some sort of complication because his car is like electric, but with a little bit of gas. But it totally broke down. But he got off the freeway, and then he was able to kind of get it to move on like the little left of the battery to finally get it, like after an hour, to a charging place where we left the car, and then we took an Uber. Then the next day, Scooter took an Uber back, drove the car to a repair place. It was still covered under warranty. And actually, that was like before we went back east to see Scooter's family. And so, he was able to leave his car to get repaired while he was gone. Okay, this is another trip. So this is in the land. A lot of Disney receipts we keep from these trips here. This is a flatbread, a cheese pizza, a milk, a mashed potato, and applesauce. That's all. It must be a kid's meal. Yeah, flatbread with applesauce and mashed potatoes and a milk. That's all we got. I don't know if he got this for his nephew. I don't know. Maybe this. What time of year is this? I don't know. When does Disney stop putting the times on the receipts? Unfortunately, I'm not finding anything. So this is not a... If this is a new trend with Disney in the last few years, it's not a good thing for us. But that place is nice. It's called the Sunshine Seasons. We did propose, on the podcast that they put in a food rocks just while you eat the food there, because they must have it somewhere. Okay, this is also from Downtown Disney, I believe, La Cantina. Scooter got a Coke. That's all he got. Now, this is not a Disney. So this one does have the time, 1759. So that's 5:59 p.m. And that's all we bought. I don't know if that was an outside stand and Scooter just needed a Coke. But it was one Coke. Okay, this one is from Summertime in Syracuse. It's Twin Trees 2. And I guess this is a pickup because, oh, you know what this was? When I believe Scooter almost, yeah, this was a birthday pickup for Scooter's, I think for one of Scooter's brothers. I don't know, but it was... This was when I believe, I'm positive. This was when Scooter and his father and I and Sophia drove the car from Florida to Syracuse, New York. But on the way, Scooter said, well, it was dinner time when we were going to arrive. So Scooter said, let's get Twin Trees. We'll order it and pick it up. Maybe he had someone else order it because, yeah, someone else ordered it and we just picked it up because it was a large order. So it was a Wednesday. So there was a special with a cheese pizza, two Caesar salads, some chicken wings, then another pizza, three pizzas. So this must have been Scooter's whole family. And I remember Scooter really had to use the restroom. Picked it up at 7. The time, yeah, we were supposed to pick it up was 7:20 p.m. It was ordered at 6 p.m. And, yeah, I just remember Scooter, he was driving, and he was like, I gotta use restroom here. Okay, this is also from the summertime in Pulaski, New York. R&R One Stop, which is a gas station, has ice cream, has fudge, and it looks like Scooter bought some fudge, which was $6.50. Something else that's no longer there with only three letters. Then a bottle of Coke, $2.22. Holy moly! Oh, then a couple more. Oh, minus $2.20. Oh, two donuts. Candy, and I don't know what that is, yeah, he got some, they have cinnamon sugar donuts there that are very good, and I got one last receipt we'll do here, and then we'll say goodnight to everybody, and this one's from a few years ago, this was for Scooter bought a mug, and it was, he still uses his mug to this day. So this was a Disney resorts. You can only use it at the hotels, but you get your mug, your soda mug. And Scooter bought one that costs a little bit more money because it's like a metal mug. It's plastic on the outside, but metal on the inside. So it holds, and it has Star Wars characters on it. And Scooter bought that at the hotel and on some trip. This one does have the time, so it's an older one, 21:35. Is it midnight 24? So almost 9:30 p.m. Oh, because we got there late. This was another time Scooter really had to use the restroom. Not when he bought the mug, but when he got to this hotel. It was pouring rain. And he was rushing. You know, Scooter rushes. That's fine. And we got in there, and he really had to go to the potty. And then he bought the mug at some point after that. But yeah, that's a good night, everybody. From your friend Ray. And if you're having trouble filing things, know that you're not alone. Scooter's there too. Good night, everybody. All right. I want to thank some people that supported sponsors in the last couple months when I'm recording this. But a lot of them supported companies that didn't stay with us into 2023. But I just wanted to take time to thank some of these people, because again, it took the time to do it. Probably will still thank you on the supporter zone, but just like when we're recording this, looking to pump up to sponsors we still have. But I want to thank Court, Kate, and Christina. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Mirella, Pope, and Laura. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Lior, Beck, and Deborah. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Holly, Anna, and Ellie. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Eager Up, Jess, and Chanchin. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Hoff, Zoe, and Kate. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Cornelia, Tet, and Joe. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Katie, Florian, and Urban. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Lindsay, Kate, and Robin. Thank you. Thanks, and good night. Scott, Nancy, and Margaret, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Paul, Allison, and Elizabeth, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Javi, Tina, and Craig, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Claire, Brendan, Ryan, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Jennifer, Wendy, and Tori, thank you. Thanks, and good night. Kim, Jeff, and Heather, thank you. Thanks, and good night. So thanks everybody's support. You can support the sponsors, you can support the show directly, or you can support the show for free just by spreading the word, letting people know about not just Sleep With Me, just podcasts in general, and soft selling them on listening to podcasts and what a podcast app is, but kind of in an indirect way. So then they either ask you for help or they do it themselves and then ask for help. I found other ways haven't been effective for me. Those are ways to help out the podcast. We got over 500 free shows in the archives, and that's possible. Either Scoots will be here next up asking or be a sponsor. Thanks so much. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review. And this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month. And what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, and whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them, and so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all-intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, All Intro episode came out. And then we had March is that bonus episode. So there was another All Intro episode. So that's in the All Intro All Night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these All Intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love All Intros, I bet 200 of those are All Intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed, let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On week started last week. So we had 1254 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 1253, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelix, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do three seasons of a crossover with Alba Sabelix. So that's cool. So that's something we're looking forward to doing. And that was episode one of that. Or that was the one we did originally. Then 1252 was the finale of The Great British Bake Off. And episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut. That was a good one. 1250, one of my favorite episodes probably in the past few years, a Willy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex, episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. And again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like you don't need support, but if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me, and most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists from that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepingmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.